Liturgical Day, December 30th, 6th day after Christmas. The Gospel according to St. Luke. There was also a prophetess named Anna, daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. After leaving her father's home, she had been 7 years with her husband, and since then she had been continually about the temple, serving God as a widow night and day in fasting and prayer. She was now 84. Coming up at that time, she gave praise to God and spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Jerusalem. When the parents had fulfilled all that was required by the law of the Lord, they returned to their own town, Nazareth, in Galilee. There the child grew in stature and strength, and was filled with wisdom. The grace of God was upon him. Today, Joseph and Mary have just celebrated the presentation rites of their firstborn, Jesus, at the temple in Jerusalem. Mary and Joseph observe what the law says, because doing what God wants is a sign of faithfulness and love for God. Since their son, and God's son, was born, Joseph and Mary have experienced surprise after surprise. The shepherds, the three wise men, angels, not only external, extraordinary events, but also interior ones in the heart of people who have had some sort of contact with the child. Today Anne turns up. She is an elderly widow who at a given moment decided to devote all her life to the Lord with fasts and prayer. We are not making a mistake when we say that this woman was one of the prudent virgins of our Lord Jesus' parable, always faithfully watching over what seems to be God's will for her. And of course, when the moment comes, the Lord finds her ready. The boy fully rewards her for all the time she has dedicated to the Lord. Ask her, ask Anna, if so much prayer, fasting, and generosity was worthwhile. The text reads that she, quote, gave praise to God and spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Jerusalem, unquote. Joy turns into determined apostleship. It is cause and effect. The Lord is infinitely generous with those who are generous with Him. Jesus, God incarnate, lives a family life in Nazareth. Like in all families, growing, working, learning, asking, playing, holy and daily routine, where the souls of men grow stronger almost without realizing it. How important the little things of every day are.